You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy playing around on a Friday, doing a little bit of rattle off. These lines are full.
Jam-packed.
Justin wants to give it a shot. Hey, Justin.
Hey, what's happening this morning?
Just kind of doing our thing.
What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, I'm actually really not sure.
Not sure, huh? Just gonna wander around staring at the sky.
Well,
yeah, I'll probably sleep. I know that. Prepare for next week.
Yeah, you got to prepare for next
week. Relax.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have us on Bluetooth or speakerphone?
I do not.
No.
Okay. Hold that phone up to your mouth so we can hear you loud and clear. Let's play some rattle off. You ready to try it?
Yeah, I sure am.
All right, listen, Justin, your letter is G, as in go.
All right.
In 10 seconds, we need 5 bands or artists whose name begins with G. 5 bands or artists that start with G. Can you do it? Ready?
Jeez.
And go.
Gorilla 5, G-Unit, Greg, Google Dolls.
Time is up. Garbage.
Garbage is a good one.
Guns N' Roses.
Oh, man. Listen, I'm glad you called, and I hope you figure out something for this weekend, okay?
I appreciate that. Thanks for your time, too, and thanks for rocking it.
Thanks, Justin.
Well, we appreciate you,
You're
man.
You're a good dude.
God, we have the best listeners in the world. Oh, Ashley, what are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, I am babysitting and hopefully relaxing.
No, those two don't go together.
No.
Sorry.
Nobody has ever relaxed while babysitting. Sorry.
And if you do, maybe you're doing a bad job at babysitting.
Yeah, you're not doing it right.
All right. Who are you babysitting for?
My daughter's friend's kids. There's 4 of them.
You don't even.
Oh my!
You don't sound too happy about this.
She shouldn't be.
No.
She kind of has to lie.
Say no. Say no. Yeah.
It's okay. I'm going to Mexico next week, so it'll be better.
Okay. Fair enough.
Good.
Let's play rattle off. 10 seconds. 10 seconds. I need 5 famous people named George. Ready and go.
George Washington.
Yep.
George Clooney.
Yep.
George.
Costanza.
George Costanza. Oh. George of the Jungle. Would we accept that?
George Takei. You didn't win.
No.
Thanks, guys.
And you,
you
gotta
babysit. Still have to babysit.
Oh,
yeah.
Worst day ever.
Ashley.
Have a good day, guys.
Thank you for calling us. Thanks for being on the show. Jeremy, say hello to Gus.
Oh, Gus, you finally called.
What's up, Jeremy? What's up, Dom? How you guys doing?
Good, Gus.
It's a good day for us.
You're in a good mood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's Friday. Happy camper over here.
What are you going to do with your weekend?
Yeah.
I might go camping, actually. I'll be a true happy camper.
Are you a trailer guy, a tent guy, a cabin guy? What's camping to you?
Tent guy, for sure.
Tent. So you're young still, right?
I consider myself young, 31.
Oh, yeah, you're fine.
Yeah,
your back will be fine. Your back will be just fine in the morning.
Let me ask you something. Right. Because maybe we can make this a topic on Monday. Because I'm curious, since I am not a camper, I said many times, to me, camping is the Broadmoor. That's camping out for me. But I recognize that a large percentage of our audience is really into it. And I'm wondering if there is a status level. Like, the people in tents, do they kind of look down their nose at people like Jeremy who have a trailer?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is there like a caste system kind of thing?
I get that a lot when we take our our travel trailer out. You're not really camping. You got a bed and a bathroom.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a little angst, with the people that camp versus glamping. But I say, as long as you're out in the wilderness, it's camping.
All right.
I guess the Broadmoor doesn't count.
Does not count.
You know, unless it's out in the wilderness, then, yeah.
No, he's not in the wilderness. I guarantee you, Gus.
Wilderness? Way I look at it, Gus, we evolved that we don't have to pee outside. I mean,
cook your food over a fire. Yeah,
you know, hundreds of thousands of years that our species worked its way up so that we can have room service. That's the way I look at it.
Fair enough.
Are you ready to play Rattle Off?
Absolutely.
All right. I don't know if you're good with food and shapes, but what we're looking for, you have to imagine you are looking down from above on a food, and we're looking for five of them that are round or circles. Five different foods that are round or a circle, which is the same thing, I guess. Ready and go.
Orange, apple, pizza, pizza pepperoni, ham, a lemon, lime, watermelon.
Yeah.
More oval on some of those, but unless you are looking down, because if you cut the a cross section of lemon,
you look
it would
at it,
be
it's round.
Round.
I think he got
it. Round, you know.
Same with like when you cut out a slice of watermelon. It would be round, right?
Absolutely.
I think technically we have to give it to you.
You got it.
You're a winner!
Good job, Camping Gus.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you for listening. I think we are going to pencil in to talk about camping versus glamping on Monday.
Camping snobs.
Yeah. I think people get kind of snooty about their camping.
I get snooty with the people that come rolling up in the $100,000 motorhomes, you know.
$100,000. Now they got those million.
$200,000. They're so, they got marble floors and fireplaces,
big screen TVs,
heated beds.
Gus is looking at
that.
Gus,
they don't invite you.
I bet Gus would go over and let the air out of their tires. How much you want to bet?
Nicole's dad had a giant RV that had a laundry chute in it.
Oh my God.
A laundry chute.
What did it go down to?
The laundry room.
Down in the basement?
That's amazing.
Oh, man.
That's so silly. All right, we'll talk about that on Monday. Gus, stand by. Josh is going to tell you about your prize, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Later, buddy.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate you spending your mornings with us. Well, that was fun.
It was fun.